morning. The song I've chosen for this morning is not a typical one I would do for a communion Sunday because it's not at all calm and peaceful. And as I was thinking about it, I thought maybe I should choose something else because it's not that way. But the words of it are so appropriate for communion Sunday, but especially for Holy Week. This is a song that the choir did with me in a cantata several years ago. And as you think about the drama this week coming up, the choir's cantata, if you have unsaved loved ones, bring them. The message is so clear and straight to the point, and there is no better time for us to make that choice. I was taking a trip on a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history and mystery in one. Then I opened up the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end of the beginning. That's not a new book, that's the Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I've tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstitious, made-up tales, just to help the weak to survive. Let me read it again, I said, but listen closely, this is gonna change your life.
He was born of a virgin, one holy night, in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end of the beginning.
End of the beginning, he said with a smile. What more could there be? He's dead. You said they hung him, put nails in his hands, and a crown of thorns on his head. I said, I'll read it again, but this time there's more. And I believe it's true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. Don't you know he did all this for you?
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God can be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked and he died
3 days later. later.